This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, it helps when you pull the microphone in front of you, doesn't it? Joe Mancini, your host. Welcome to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being involved. Just get involved. Get engaged. It's really not that big of a deal, right? I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot you can get involved with. And believe me, there's no shortage of topics we can talk about. And if you send me anything you want, but don't just don't force me to read a whole book to get to the point that you're looking for. All right? So like I always say, send me an email, put on there, you know, show topic, whatever in the subject line, and let me know what it is you want me to talk about, or what it is who it is you want me to try to get a hold of, and have on the show. I don't mind doing it. I think it's a great idea. I love when you guys become part of the show too. And you know what I mean by that. I mean, I love when you guys become part of the show from a standpoint of, hey, here's who I'd like to see on the show. Here's what I'd like to hear you talk about. We've had plenty of guests on because of that. And if you're new to the show, even though I've been told don't explain yourself, I don't believe I'm explaining myself. But if you're new to the show, we can get the big names on. We've had them on. I've had, you know, Jeff Sessions on the show. I've had, I've had a lot of them. And everybody's got them on. They say the same thing. God bless them. I know they're trying to do their thing. They're trying to make a name for them. Well, they already have a name for themselves, but they're trying to get their message out. Let them do it on the bigger shows. I want to bring you the people like I did in the last hour and the hour before that. People actually in the trenches with us. We need those people. Those are the people who are going to make a difference. You know, with all due respect, I get it that our senators and our assembly people and our state people are very important, but you heard it last hour, and it's so true. Your local school board members, city council, water board members, that kind of thing, that is also extremely important. You need to make sure, I'm sorry, but you do, you need to make sure that the right information is getting out to parents, that the right information is getting out to those people who can actually help you, I don't know, keep your school, well, keep, make, make or keep your schools so they're actually working for your children, actually working for the community. And there is a bit of a confusion, I'll put it that way. Just because you hear it on the news, right? Just because the people that are the loudest are screaming, it doesn't make it right. And frankly, it doesn't even make it something you have to respond to. Right? I mean, seriously. So Donald Trump is being beat up right now. As usual. I mean, they never stop pounding on him, but right now they're beating him up over his tweet about the election delay or election day delay. What's really funny is, you know, they keep screaming that he won't leave office if he loses. We thought, like, we haven't heard this before, right? This is nothing new with these people. But so we keep hearing how he won't leave office, and he's saying, look, we won't have the results back that night. If some of these states get their way, you won't have the results for weeks. Happened in California. As long as you've mailed them the night, or they're postmarked the night of. Well, let me give a little hint about the Postal Service. I'm not going to put down the Postal Service, so don't hang up. But let me give a little hint here. The Postal Service does not re-postage or post-date or date an envelope that already has postage paid on it. And every one of those mail by, you know, vote by mail will be prepaid. Post office won't roll over. You know, you see the stamps with the date on there. They won't do it. So how do you know when they were sent? If you don't put a received by date on there, and the left would scream all that you're stifling votes. No, I'm not. Look, here's the deal. Here's what we should do. I got a solution. Ready? Just came to me. Thank you, God. Let's put portable voting booths. You know, when I say portable, you know, put them in a big trailer or whatever, however you have to do it. And let's bring them to all the Walmarts, Targets, and Kohl's or whatever it is in your area. What do you think of that? Because everybody's talking about how afraid people are to go vote. But I got news for you. Those stores are full. I go to the supermarket, and we were just joking about it a minute ago. Little kids are running all around the place in the supermarket still. They just happen to have masks on. People are wandering down the halls. Do you really think there's some, like, 6-foot force field that are keeping those people apart? I'd like to know how many people are catching. See, we don't have the numbers because we're not getting real numbers to begin with. But how many of those people are catching the virus in the local supermarket? Right? I want you to think about something else. You wiping your hands with your face or you know, whatever, wiping your face with your hands. Yeah, I know, I do it backwards all the time. But your hands are all over your body. You're touching yourself everywhere. Now, before COVID, I don't know if you didn't wash your hands after you went to the bathroom while you're in the supermarket touching the bananas and the peppers and the tomatoes. I know some of you go, well, I love this because I always get a kick out of it. It's okay because, you know, we wash them when we get home. Well, you can wash them all you want when you get home. Some of that stuff is absorbed into the fruit, into whatever it is that's there, right? So don't tell me, oh, yeah, you know, we wash it when we get home. So what? Does that really kill it? I'm curious. I mean, do you have to soak your fruit in Clorox or something? What kills that stuff that people put on it? So here you have, I got to have a mask on, but I'm watching people touch all the fruits and vegetables and putting them back down again. How does that work? Joe, I'm senior host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Oh, if you only knew what went on behind the scenes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. During that whole break, we were down. That's hilarious. I think it's hilarious anyway. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, look. I was talking about how Trump, earlier we were talking about how Trump is talking about the possible voter fraud. And as I told you guys before, I mean, I've talked about this a million times. This is nothing new. So there has been voter fraud. You know that, and I know that. There's nothing new here. We've seen it. We've seen people go to jail over it, been charged with it. Some high-ranking Democrats have been charged with it. What I think really, what I really believe to be funny is the fact that if you really look at it, look at who benefits from it, who gets the lion's share of the votes, if you would, it is the Democrats. I mean, it's that simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And when Trump said it was going to, you know, the would be a delay, it wasn't because he wants a delay. He wants results that night. I would too. And with the amount of money we've spent on election computers, programs, and all that other stuff, it shouldn't be an issue. But the left is going nuts, basically claiming that he, you know, he won't leave office. He's going to contest the election. Well, I would too if there's obvious proof. You know, this is going to be another one of those things like in 16. Who was the only one? He said he would contest the election if he thought something was off. And they all got on his case. And it was beautiful because they just kept nailing him and nailing him and nailing him. And get on his case. Well, who contested the election ultimately? Now, claiming at Thursday's White House briefing that 2020 elections could be fixed and rigged, Trump again highlighted the risk of the nationwide universal mail-in ballot, and he's right. As I was telling you in the last segment, you don't know, we don't know, I don't know, right, where those ballots are coming from. You've seen stories of, again, nothing new. This is not just cropped up recently. We've been watching this for years. I have been talking about voter fraud since the days of Obama, without saying that Obama would have lost if it wasn't for voter fraud, because I never said that. But we have been watching it happen forever. And nobody's really done anything about it. There's no real reform. And let me tell you, from a guy that spent 20 years of his life, 20 years give or take, in the computer technology business, I do not trust computer voting. No way. Look at what's happening right now with Zoom. I mean, Zoom, they're getting hacked all over the place. They had never intended to having this kind of usage with their product. And it's not being hacked by 40 and 50-year-old people that went to school for hacking. It's being hacked by young people. School board meetings, city council meetings are being hacked into. Craziness. Before taking questions on the issue, Trump did honor Herman Cain, which was nice. He noted that unfortunately he passed away from a thing called the China virus, which sent people into a tizzy. You know, it's funny, if you want to see hate really at work, I brought up on one of my official meetings, I brought up something about the Hong Kong flu, and immediately they start calling me a racist. Because it's the only word, actually, it's probably the only word they know how to spell in most cases, right? So, when I kept asking them, how was I racist, they said, because I called it the Hong Kong flu. And I said, no, actually, I didn't call it the Hong Kong flu. I went to the CDC and used the same name they use, which is what, you know, it's funny how the left wants you to do what the CDC tells you to do, except when they don't agree with it. So, get the CDC to change the name, and then I'll refer to it differently, but everybody knows it. Back in the 60s and 70s, is the Hong Kong flu. Get over yourselves. Trump also hit Democrats' plans on keeping schools and businesses closed, saying they would cause probably more death economically. And he's right. I'm sorry, he's right. You have people that are losing their lives over this. Not the virus, the closing of their businesses. You don't know how it is. Tammy and I, being small business owners, one time we had like 18, 19 people working for us. You don't know what it's like to sit there knowing that you have 16, 17, 18 families depending on you. It's easy to say, well, you know, the guy's out working and so we're depending on dad. No, you're depending on the owner of that business to make the right decisions, to do the right things, to make sure that he can pay those paychecks every week and grow his business at the same time. So he can actually hire more people on to feed more families. Because that's really, small business owner, almost 70% of the economy runs on the back of small businesses. But the Dems don't seem to know that. I was reading something about Jimmy Carter the other day. What was he, I don't know what he was, in his 80s? when you opened up a bed and breakfast or 70s or whatever it was. And he actually made the comment that for the first time he understood how hard it was to run, open and run a business with government regulation. Didn't do anything about it. Doesn't talk to his people about it, but he made the statement. And it's true. Again, you close these businesses down. These people go into depressions. They lose their houses. They lose their... Because it's not the worker. The cashier... Look, with all due respect to the cashier, you need a cashier in these stores, in retail stores, all right? But the cashier doesn't put up their house, doesn't put up their life savings, doesn't, re-encumber their car to put enough cash together to open up a business. The cashier does not make sure that everybody gets paid every week. It's not on her or him. A business closes down, in most cases, they can get a job somewhere else. That's why you need to stop picking on the business owner. Now, within seconds of the tweet, Trump was pressed that he suggested the election could be delayed due to the mail-in ballot fraud. He responded that delays in mail-in ballot results, including lost ballots. Right? You wouldn't have a clear winner to the election for weeks or even months. We saw in California, it was weeks before they would... Matter of fact, in California, they have 30 days, and I'm sure it is in other places too, but they have 30 days to approve the election, right, to verify. And then we saw numbers sliding all over the place for weeks here in California with the races because of the mail-in ballots that only have to be postmarked the night before the day of the election. Used to have to be, they had to be there by the day of the election. We need to go back to that. Actually, we need to go back to poll voting, period. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hodge.
The White House and some of its Republican allies in the Senate are signaling that they would like to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans have been fighting to trim back the $600 jobless benefit in the next coronavirus package, but President Donald Trump suggested they could accept keeping the full $600 benefit for the moment. The president said, "We want temporary extension of enhanced unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic, and it has to be a substantial amount." Democrats are rejecting a piecemeal approach, saying the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Talks on the relief bill are at a standstill with few reasons for optimism, despite a sweeping agreement among Washington's top power players that Congress must pass further relief in the next coming days or weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Anyway, hey, when you guys send me some stories and those stories lead to other stories, you know, I click on the links, I look it through and all that stuff. I'm amazed at the amount, I shouldn't be, I guess, at the amount of misinformation out there. Right? I mean, I am amazed that some of these, like university is pushing professors to pledge to pay black people for what I owe. Right? Well, I don't owe black people anything. I don't owe Asian people anything. I don't owe Hispanic people anything. The only thing I owe every one of them, especially as a Christian, is to love them, right? And make sure they have equal access. That's it. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, because I know some of you, well, you know, what about health care? What about this? What about that? There are clinics all over the place. You don't need government-funded health care. There are clinics everywhere. My grandmother did it. We did it in Boston when I was a kid. Right? That was 50 years ago, 60 years ago, for God's sakes. Some of these topics are just so terrible. Catholic universities call white privilege America's original sin. Political science professor says Electoral College was born from white supremacy. This is what they've been doing to your kids for over a decade now that I know of, because I've only been tracking it for over a decade. And since I started doing this show, the white supremacy thing, the racism thing, all of that has been up front and center. And truly, like I said in the last segment, Being called a racist, right, for calling it the Hong Kong flu, which is what the CDC and everybody commonly refers to it as. So now you don't even know what to say. Right? Black faculty at Columbia University, they demand the school start unlearning whiteness. I'm reading these because they're great. the conservative student group is threatened by being blacklisted for refusing to sign a BLM letter. I wouldn't sign it either. I mean, this is, again, you need to look at what's going on here. You need to look at the punishments being doled out and what's happening. And don't fall into it. You know, not just Tucker Carlson, but there's a few others I've been listening to. And look at the garbage that they're going through. The hate speech they're having to deal with. True, real hate speech. Because they're taking a stand. And I've had people close to me that will say, my God, we can't put up with all of that. That's a lot of aggravation. But here's the deal. What if our founding fathers thought the same way? Go all the way back to that. What if our founding fathers thought that, my God, you mean I may lose my house? My chariot? Because, you know, they didn't have cars back then. My horses, my personal property, my whatever. What if I lose all of that? They didn't think about that. Matter of fact, they were prepared to lose it all. They were prepared to give it all. Are you? Really? Are you really prepared to give it all? We've lost sponsors. We've lost stations over our stand on certain things. I'm not the only one. There's other guys out there doing radio that same position. But are you prepared to lose it all? Then you push it up to the Civil War. Those people knew that fight was not a slam dunk. They knew it. And they knew, a lot of those men knew going, they weren't coming back. Or there was a very good chance they wouldn't come back. And some of you are saying, well, why would you go into war? Why would you go into something you knew you weren't going to come back from or thought you weren't going to come back from? Why? Because they valued something else over just themselves. They realized there was a bigger world out there. I mean, seriously. They realized that the greater good, their life was a minor part of the greater good. How many of you would do that? I'm not even going to say, yeah, I would. Because I don't know if I want to stick up for some of you. No, and I don't mean that in a flippant way. I mean, look at General Barr. When he looked across and they asked him a question, he said, well, I don't know if this current group would do that. Because they're not in it for the country. They are in it for their own personal power. I don't know what congressman was yelling at the Republican congressman to put on their masks while Jerry Nadler sat there with one on his forehead and somebody else sat there with his mask down under his chin. Those were Democrats. So it was okay for them not to have masks on, but it wasn't okay for the Republicans. They are doing it blatantly now and in your face. No qualms. No anything. They don't care. And they don't care that you know and that you're looking right at them. They don't care. Now let's talk a little bit about cancel culture. That's a fun one, too. And it's running rampant in higher education. When you start getting into, and not just high schools, I'm talking, junior colleges, that kind of thing. The colleges, look, just because they're technically closed or not open as usual, don't you think this propaganda isn't going at 100 miles an hour? They're still getting paid, they're still getting grants, and they're doing everything online. And the cancel culture, now that, you know, they keep changing these names. This has been going on for a long time. Think about it. Think about how long it is. I had a clip I was going to play, but I'm not going to play it for you because, you know, frankly, it's too Italian. I am proud of my Italian heritage and what the Italians have done for the world community, if you would. Now, I can't talk about the French. I'm not French. I can't talk about the Spaniards. I'm not Spanish. But I know a lot of the history of the Italian community here in this country. And I'll tell you what, in Chicago, in New York, and other places, you're teeing off a large group of people. The Democrats are waking. They're sleeping. You talk about really being woke? They are truly woking a group of people that will get up and do something. They will move. They will get up and make a change. And they'll be loud about it. And I'm watching it happen, and I'm listening to you. You guys sending me clips. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm listening to what they have to say. And I'll tell you what. A large portion of these Italian communities in Chicago and other places like that, they traditionally vote Democrat. Good luck with that this time. Because they're seeing how much you don't care. This new trend known as cancel culture, right? The youth have just stepped up big time. And it pretty much got sparked or re-energized, if you would, by the death of George Floyd. Which, again, I got to keep saying. There wasn't anybody in America that thought that that was the right thing to happen or to do. Nobody. Nobody I know, nobody in the circles I run in and in the fringe circles around those, ever said, well, yeah, George Floyd, yeah, black guy, yeah, he deserved what he got. Nobody I know said that. Now, there might have been some real racist turds that thought it was fine, but nobody I know would agree with that, would be okay with that. Many of the college students and organizations are not caving in with all these demands. Campus Reform is reporting that students demanded their school release the personal information of members of the Young Americans for Freedom chapter. Of course. What is it with the left when they don't get their way? They're like squirrel little brats. When they don't get their way, they start throwing sand around in the sandbox. They take their ball and bat and leave the park. I mean, how does that work? And then if you still won't do it, they start pounding on you. That's the way they deal with everything. You know, they talk about bullying like the other side's doing it when they're doing it right there in front of your face. Right? I mean, again, with my own personal situation where they were calling me a racist and telling me I needed to resign from the board for calling, I'm just going to keep saying it because I know that they go into these little fits when I do it, for calling it the Hong Kong flu back in the 60s and 70s. That's what science calls it. That's what the CDC calls it. That's what the world as a whole called it. What do you want to rename it? They don't. They don't care about that. The hate is so deep for people like me. Anybody who's willing to speak out. Anybody who's gonna, and you don't even have to have a microphone. We have to fight back. Do not stop fighting back. Joe McSweeney, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Yeah. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Rosemary Clooney. Think about something here. She is that other Clooney guy. I don't even want to say his name. I'm afraid he'll show up, like with Beetlejuice, right? How could those two be related? Please tell me they're not. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Be aware. Be enlightened. Whatever it takes to get it, to get things done. You know, I'm tongue-tied sometimes because I know I say the same thing a lot over and over again. But what was it you learned in Sesame Street when it really was an educational program? 21 times. It took 21 times where somebody would before it got into your head, you were able to act on it. And I think that's what's happening now. Look, for the people of California, I think we're on five stations in California. Sacramento is doing this to you. It's not your local school board. Sacramento is making this happen. Until you decide to get off the, and some of you I know are Democrats, so listen to the show, but until you decide to stop spewing the party line, voting the party line, don't come complaining to your local school board about things that they have no control over. In my county, The governor has said until my county gets to a certain point in COVID cases, we can't put the kids back in school. The problem is that we're in a part of the county, it's a very large county, we're in a part of the county that sees virtually, percentage-wise, almost zero. I said almost. So when you look at that and you look at the numbers, we can easily keep our people safe and keep the numbers low. But they don't want to hear that. They're not interested in that. You know, many teachers think that you don't care about them when you're trying to get them, when these school board members are trying to get the kids back in school. It's not it. There's a bigger picture going on. And this is what I say, to the kids, to the teachers, to the administrators of these schools, to parents, if your child, if you, if somebody in your family that you have to go home to every day is highly susceptible to something like this, then you don't teach from within the school. Or maybe you take a leave of absence, or maybe the state offers a paid leave. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. Nobody does. And to blatantly throw out a response or throw out a solution based on your own personal situation, when you could probably, what does LAUSD have, thousands of teachers? It doesn't make it the right solution. Every solution that I want for me, that works out for me, is not necessarily the right solution. It's really that simple. Talking about cancel culture, or was, students are now starting to stand up to it. They're starting to push back on it. It's irritating them. Now, somebody told me once before that the millennials, Gen Z coming up, was pretty much sick of the millennials, sick of their whining. I don't know how true that is. But you're seeing some of the Gen Zers push back now. So as Campus Reform had reported, Union College had been pushed to release the names and the information on members of the Young Americans for Freedom chapter, which is not cool. Should never happen. Now, what teed off the left about the Young Americans for Freedom? Because they put out a letter and they condemned the use of violence, looting, and vandalism as a means of promoting a political message. So as General Barr said, when did it become okay to burn down a federal court? When did it become okay for violence, looting, and you know, the left, the hard left, I'll say, and the left media are so blinded by hate that I would bet you, you know, again, you see them saying that these are peaceful protests while businesses are burning, buildings are burning over their shoulders. But I'm telling you, the way I see it playing out, if you had a group on in this condition here, you had a group on the left and a group on the right. The group on the left had consistently been committing violence and looting and vandalism, that kind of stuff. If the group on the right defended themselves by pushing back, swinging back, fighting back, they would be called the antagonists, the violent ones. You know, the proof is, look at what they're doing. They call the people throwing the Molotov cocktails, throwing the bombs, spray painting these buildings, beating on people. They're calling them peaceful protesters. And then they call the federal troops stormtroopers, the ones that aren't beating on anybody. Yeah. You see a few of them? Are you telling me they didn't deserve it? They didn't deserve to be dragged in, handcuffed, and put in jail? And I don't want to hear about they were just standing around watching, because you never know what they're going to do, do you? Why would you be down in the middle of all that violence and just stand there? And you really think that those people are going to be able to protect you? Remember what happened in Seattle. You had two people killed. You had women being raped. You had all kinds of violence going on. And you think you're going to go down there and they're going to surround you and protect you? Because you're asking for trouble. In a letter sent to the Union College president, David Harris, YAF wrote that as far as the agitators, they wanted to gain access to the names of the YAF members in order to threaten, harass, intimidate them into silence. It's true. No question about it. The letter alleged that the director of student activities, Lauren Doherty, was a knowing and willing accomplice. Now, the author of the letter, the vice president and general counsel of Young Americans Foundation, Victor Burnson, he demanded that Union College publicly apologize. Right, they should, to the conservative students anyway, and change the practices so that information doesn't get out again. They have no right to have that information. And they're you know, what's called doxing. They're giving out information on teachers, students, and others that don't agree with them at 100%. You know what? That's bullying. Do you understand that? And we're letting them get away with it. I think Tucker Carlson, I think what he did the other night may have been noble, if you would, but we're in a guerrilla warfare scenario. He had, there's two reporters, what was it, from the Washington Post? They were ready to release his address. I don't know if they ultimately did. Ready to give out information on his family and such. Right? And if you think about it, Tucker said, I'm not going to lower myself to their standards, and I'm not going to give out their addresses even though we have them. Do it. These people have to feel the same heat that they're putting out. They're not held accountable. They're not held responsible for it. So if they think it's okay to give out your address, to send people to your home, to pick at your house, to go around your house, we should be giving out their addresses. You know what? Maybe if Mommy and Daddy saw that little junior wasn't in the basement anymore. Now he was out protesting, not getting a job. Maybe if you scared their parents, scared their family a little bit, they might have a different viewpoint. I don't know. Mainstream media would call them, you know, anarchists. Would call them the antagonists. We already know that, right? Among the demands were reparations, anti-racism training, and more classes focused. See, the problem is, I want to know what's in the anti-racist training. If the anti-racist training starts off with all white people are racist, well, that's a lie. And I wouldn't be up for it. I would definitely not agree with it. They want more classes that are focused on race, identity, and power. And if the universities cut ties with the prison industry contract, so they don't want anybody in jail, which I always love. So again, I say the same thing with some of these people. Why don't you put them, those who love socialism, send them to socialist countries. Pay for them to go there. Give a few bucks so they can get an apartment, you know, of their choice, right? So they go to the supermarket and stock up their refrigerators and cabinets. Let them help them get started. And they'll see. They'll really see what socialism is all about, won't they? They get a limit for a year. They'll let them come back for a whole year. We're not good with that. Are we okay with that? Let them be part of these things that they think they ought to, that they believe in. If they truly believe that these prisoners, no matter what, should be let out of jail, that the whole jail system doesn't work. We can find a little abandoned town somewhere or build a town out in the middle of nowhere. We let the prisoners out there. We let all those people that think it's okay, put them out there. Let's see how they get along. Let's see how they feel in a year. Really, they need to live the stuff that they've only heard about from their professors, from their hardcore left-wing teachers. Look, people, I've been saying it, I'm going to keep saying it. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You have to speak to your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. You have to speak to these people. Because all they're getting is a bunch of hooey, a bunch of garbage from a lot of their teachers that are far left. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, you know, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation, actually being part of the solution, if you would. We're here all week. Hopefully you will, too. Check us out on the website, thereelside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.